I'm going to jail.
Theo.
Welcome to the Cosby Show edition of Last Exit to Brooklyn. Hey, Eric.
We're back.
How's it going, buddy?
Yeah, it's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. So you were telling me before we started, the Cosby Show is your favorite show of all time. is that accurate?
Family matters a little bit more.
Did you like the Cosby Show?
You know what? Because it was just...
Well, I know now it's...
now I like it more for some reason.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I actually haven't been watching it again, like, the last, like, couple of months. They still play it.
Yeah, but it's not on, like, the... Like, you know how there's, like, normal cable channels, like TBS and things like that? Now it's on, like...
TV One?
Yeah, or, like, it's been passed down.
Yeah.
Because there's so many channels, someone will play it.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
They're probably giving it away now for cheap.
And I'm still... But I heard they're not going to play it anymore.
Oh, okay.
But they still are, though.
Yeah, but I think the last year when this came out, I think that... stations really need programming, and they probably went to some of these like TV
yeah
one.
We'll give it to you for like $50. I mean, I would do that.
Yeah.
So I was saying before, you know, so you know, obviously he just got convicted. Were you surprised that happened? I was shocked.
I thought it was gonna be like a hung jury.
Yeah,
something.
I was like, there's no way that anyone's ever gonna convict him. I wonder what. I wonder why. Do you think it was just because it's the change of the climate, and also people were just, the jury probably just knew so much about it.
Yeah, and I think that they, you know, they probably, because the first trial was like a hung jury, wasn't it, or something like that?
Yeah, because it was like two people were holdouts.
Yeah, and I think that they were going to keep going until they got a conviction. So
yeah.
I think that, you know, you're in this world. Like,
yeah,
I think
barely.
They can manipulate the system a little bit. And
you mean they were just going to keep trying him until they found a jury?
Yeah, they could, right?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And then the thing that's amazing about this one is this trial is it kind of just it was very under the radar.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of like I saw something like, oh, the trial's starting. And I was like, oh. And then it was like, oh, and then now someone's testifying and no one is really paying attention. And then it was like, oh, it's in the jury's hands. And then I was like, oh. And I was like, ah, no way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then when I saw it, I was like, holy shit. I think also it had something to do with in this one, they let five other victims testify. And in the other one, they only let like one.
Oh, okay.
So I think they might have just let the one person who was accusing him, Andrea Costin or
right.
something.
Yeah, yeah. But you're like, you know, in the lawyer or whatever.
She's really hot. I didn't want to say it, but it's almost like she's making herself look even shittier to like rub it in his face. I'm sorry. That's probably horrible. But I mean, like, I feel like it's what everyone's thinking.
Right, right, right.
But go ahead. Yeah.
No, I say you're a lawyer or almost. Or,
yeah.
So do you think this guy is going to see the inside of a cell?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I actually was reading an article about that today, and they had legal analysts saying he definitely will.
Yeah, Madoff was like almost 80, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, and is he still in jail? Or how
yeah.
Long? Yeah.
Forever.
How old is he now?
He might have been a little younger, but not much, you know?
So that's the thing. Like, what do they do? Like, if you're 80, do they have a special area of jail for like older people, or you're just in with the people,
no, I think
the 20-year-olds, and you just have to fight. That seems really unfair.
No one's gonna fuck with him in jail.
Also, go ahead.
No, because I heard that about Madoff. It's a celebrity. Plus they know you have money, and money. There, people have access to money.
Yeah.
In jail, so they're you know he's gonna be fine. But I think the problem is when you put someone. That's why they let OJ out. Is that it becomes a real big expense to incarcerate someone
right,
that
right.
old, you know?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just messing with your level. Go ahead. Yeah, I think that's true. And also, he's not going to be with general population.
Nah,
he'll
nah.
be in his own area.
And they'll be cool with him anyway, because he's kind of lectured black people over the years.
Yeah,
know?
But you'd be surprised. People like get yeah, over that shit.
They don't care.
I don't know. It's like, but it's crazy that it happened. I was just saying before we started, I didn't like that show. I never liked him.
Right.
And it wasn't like I was like, oh, I hate him and. You know, but he did seem creepy to me always. And I always just like, I just didn't think he was funny. Mm-hmm. Like I watched that show. I mean, that show started when like, I think I was like 10.
Right.
And I guess I kind of watched it.
Well,
but you were about that age too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But that the thing that saved the show,
Cockroach.
Sorry. It's not saved. Saved NBC was that show.
Really?
And like Cheers would have never made it. And Cheers was, I love Cheers.
Yeah.
And Cheers would have never made, because Cheers was on a couple of years, I think, before the Cosby Show. And it was,
yeah, 82. Yeah,
right. And it was really low in the ratings, but they knew it was good, but they were going to stick around with it for too much longer. But then the Cosby Show got really big.
Yeah. And that was the lead in.
The whole night. Then it was like
Thursday night, right?
Yeah, Family Ties, Night Court, which he just died.
Oh, yeah. It was Cosby Show, Family Ties, Cheers, and then Night Court. Right. Like, Night Court was, like, considered the shittiest one.
You know, it's weird because I'm somehow friends.
Marsha Warfield?
Yeah,
me too. Yeah. She always, like, writes happy birthday on my wall.
She's cool. Yeah.
She is. Yeah.
And so she wrote something good about Harry Anderson a few weeks ago, but she wrote something today about
Richard Mull.
Cosby. No.
Yeah, about how they had the same publicist.
And that she, you know, that he said, don't drink any.
Yeah, her publicist was like, if you meet, he wanted to meet with her.
Right.
And she was like, and he was like, don't drink anything. Like, and then she said that the guy was like, everyone knows that he does that.
Right.
That's like really scary.
I know. And I liked the thing she wrote was great because she's like, I knew, but I didn't say anything. But she's like, but he didn't do it to me. And who was going to who was gonna believe me anyway back then? It was the time. She was apologizing, but she didn't really have to because it was a different time.
Yeah, I mean? No, that's true. No, it's always wild to me. She posts sometimes on my wall.
Yeah.
And like I'm always like, Marsha Warfield is like aware of me.
I know. It's kind of cool, though.
It is because like, I mean, I remember Night Court was huge and I remember her on that.
She was funny on it.
She's also in the movie Mask.
Is she?
I think it's like one of her, yeah, like she has this like small, she plays like Rocky Dennis's teacher or something.
Oh, okay.
It's just weird. What?
No, she was a stand up.
Yeah, that's how she started. That's why it's weird. It's like she's just in Mask.
Yeah.
Some guy like was like, oh, I like your comedy. You should like just be Rocky Dennis's teacher.
Right.
So this is the thing I always mention too. There's a few things. All right, so Hannibal, the thing that's amazing is they were talking about this yesterday on the internet a lot, how it kind of started with Hannibal Buress. I mean, it started with him doing that, but Hannibal Buress is what got it going again and got everyone's attention. It was kind of the beginning of like the internet, you know, like a firestorm starting,
right,
and like catching momentum and then finally, you know, bringing him down. And did you ever know Hannibal? Because I knew Hannibal like pretty well.
I did a couple of shows with him.
He's in the headliner video.
Right. Yeah.
He's on my rap album.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was really weird because the way I met Hannibal was he moved here from Chicago. And I did a show, and I did really well, and he, like, introduced himself to me after the show.
So in Chicago?
Like, no, here. He was, like, he was doing that thing for, like, a year and a half where he was just coming in town, like, every weekend. And so I remember he came up to me, he's like, hey, man, good job, I'm Hannibal.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool name. And then I kind of knew him, you know, at that time. This was like 2010. And then I asked him to do the album. And he was working for SNL at the time.
Right.
He was still being nice to me, but I could tell, like, if I didn't get him within, like, if I had asked him, like, 3 months later, he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
He even seemed kind of annoyed while we were shooting the video.
Yeah, I think you were talking about that.
Because I think he was just like, what am I doing here? Like, why am I doing this?
I think the last time I was on the show and he went on after me, but it was like he just popped into this place and it was a rough show. And people were...
Was it at the Lantern?
No, it was some bar show. And it was a tough show. People were bombing. I bombed, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just like one of those things. And then I think I walked off stage and like, rough.
Did he do well?
Of course.
He did?
Yeah.
I did a show with
him.
I think
people kind of knew who he was, though.
What year was this? Like, was this when he was already kind of becoming big?
Yeah, I think he might have been, with SNL.
Because now they're real. Because that was the thing. Like, he was coming up, and in comedy, he was, like, known. But then the Cosby thing made him, like nationally famous. It kind of, like, broke him to that next level.
And he'll always be known for that.
Yeah, and, you know, I remember at the time I was like, man, that's got to be really freaky because, like, he ruined Bill Cosby, so he must be really freaked out. But I think now he's just like, who cares? Because, like, Cosby's so done now, and Hannibal's such, like, a big guy that I almost feel like if Hannibal saw him, he would just be like, who cares, man? You're just a dick. Everyone hates you now.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do, yell at me?
I think I was talking to Jeff Cerulli yesterday, and I think he was saying that this all, he made a good point. He said it all stemmed from the fact that Cosby used to lecture other black comedians.
Yeah.
Or black people in general.
Yeah.
But especially black comedians about how they, how to act.
The Wanda Sykes thing. Do you remember that?
Well, just let me finish. Yeah. And so if he had never done that, Hannibal, that was what the joke was about.
Right.
He was like, pull up your pants. Kind of. I guess that was about black people.
Yeah, you can talk down to people because you had a TV show. That's the other thing is like, people made such a big deal of that. They always like attribute him to it, which it is partly because of that joke. But he's basically just kind of like saying something about Bill Cosby that was true. And someone just was there taping it.
Right.
He wasn't even like, he was just doing a show and said that, and then someone put it online.
But the joke came out of the fact that he was talking, you know.
Yeah.
Because, and that's a problem in the black culture. Like, you know, for years it was like, how do we act kind of situation? What's the right way to act?
And, yeah.
You know, you can't really, that's not really fair to say any group, this is how you should act. Like Martin Lawrence. Like, Cosby ripped on him hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, he thought he was like a buffoon.
Because we were talking about how Martin.
Yeah, and it was all like that old-timey black, you ever hear that step and fetch it stuff?
Yeah.
So,
of course, but you told me before we started that was your favorite show.
But it was like, you know, the old timey, I think it was Amos and Andy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, feats don't fail me now. And the black guy would have like, his eyes would be wide open the whole time.
Yeah.
And you could see elements of that in what Martin Lawrence would do.
Yeah.
And that's what he was talking about. But people, his fans liked whatever he was doing. And that, you know, you can't tell people what's funny, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't like it, then fucking don't watch
That's
it.
That's like, did you ever see Hollywood Shuffle?
Yeah.
They're totally making fun of that, like those kinds of shows.
Right.
There's like because he meets this like really famous black actor who's on a show called like There's a Bat in My House. Yeah. And it's like he plays like a bat with a white family.
Right.
And there's a part he like comes into the room. He's like, what's all this noise? Can't a bat get no sleep around here?
Remember Homeboys in Outer Space? I think that was.
I didn't see that, but yeah, that was definitely not a good representation of here. This is the Wanda Sykes thing I'm talking about. She was hosting, I think, the Emmys.
Okay,
and she's kind of like going through the audience, and she tries to like engage Bill Cosby, and he's such a dick.
What year?
98 maybe. Okay. It was a while ago. Oh, you can't say it, but he's so mad the entire time.
Wow.
Like, that moment right there is just like, with everything that's happened, it's just like he looks like such a prick.
Right. Well, it's also because, and I think that was a little later because she said Curb Your Enthusiasm. So
yeah,
that was probably,
it was probably like 2001.
Yeah.
Mid-2002.
But that they were saying that yesterday about how when Cosby, after the sentence was hand or the conviction was handed down, whatever, he started yelling.
Yeah.
About, you know, they're like, so they thought, oh, they said he was going to be a flight risk.
Right. And he goes, he doesn't have a plane, you asshole. Well, I kept reading articles about that. Like, they were like, he said that guy's an asshole after this. I'm like, well, dude, come on. Like, what do you want? Like, that's like nothing. He called the prosecutor an asshole. Like, right. You know, his just destroyed his life.
But I think it's just that it showed through the veneer, the facade of
right, like how like proper he was. Oh, how dare you speak like that?
And he's always seemed so super nice to everybody. You know?
Yeah. But what a horrible like thing to. I mean, I know he did it to himself, but like, what do you think is just like going through his mind? I mean, is he just so in denial about it? Like, he probably still thinks he didn't do anything.
Well, did you read? I think it's what she wrote in that thing, Marshall Warfeller. What I read is that he just, I guess, in his, he drugged women, so he thought that if they ever
Oh, yeah, they couldn't, like, hold it against him.
Right, because they're, like, they're on drugs. That right. seems like the weird kind of...
Or, like, they wouldn't... Yeah, I mean, it was basically the reason was, like, I do it because I'll rape them and they won't remember that I, like, had sex with them.
Right, or that if they do remember, who's going to believe them because they were all drugged up or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's,
I mean, man, that's
how he justifies it to himself.
Well, that... Yeah, there has to be, you know what I mean? You can't just... He's not walking around when that was going on, like, I'm a horrible person.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you? It is amazing watching that happen. How someone like has an image, puts out an image of one thing, and then behind closed doors are like completely different. Like, what must that existence be like? It must just be like hell, I would think.
Don't you think in a certain way? I don't care, but that his wife is probably a little happy right now.
Why? Because like she probably hates him. Yeah, probably. Yeah. You couldn't. That couldn't be like a healthy, good relationship.
Unless she's really in denial. And
I think that that's
possible.
She
must have known that he was at least sleeping around. She had to have known that. She had to have known that.
Yeah, but it's like you can be in such denial about things when you're like in that war, when you're in the situation. It's really amazing when you see something from the outside and, you know, when you're in it, you don't have the perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, probably. Unless she's like a total moron. But
he's probably saying witch hunt kind of crap, you know. He'll end up probably being a Trump supporter in jail or something, you know.
I wonder, like, what... Yeah, and you were asking if you think... You don't think he'll do jail time? Why? Because they're going to appeal it and he can be out on bail? He'll do some jail
time. Yeah, I guess
time.
He will, yeah.
He will have to do... They won't let him not do some. It's like a symbol of, like, he has to go to jail
right.
for a little bit.
I think the fact that they really pursued this means that I guess he is, you know.
Man, that is... It's just so crazy. And... So and then I went to school with like when I was I went to this performing arts high school in the city LaGuardia and like it was like I started there in like 87
right
and all these kids who went there were like on the Cosby Show
yeah.
Like I think like Cockroach went to that school and he was like a super senior so I like he would be there and it was such a big show at the time
right
and Cockroach was such a big deal and then like Robert was at the school who was like Vanessa's boyfriend
oh yeah yeah
so it was really weird like I just was at school with all these people from the Cosby Show but I'd watch and I was like I just don't like this show it's just like bad
it was good for black people though because it was one of the first depictions of black people but maybe the Jeffersons of not being like lower class
right
and that sometimes is a positive you want to see stuff like that
yeah know? I just always I hated it when like I think one episode I always hated was I liked it when they dealt with the kids
yeah
like that was when I liked it when like Theo would and like Cockroach would get into trouble
he had like I didn't love the show I thought it was okay but he had this great chemistry with the one who played his son, Theo.
Yeah,
The scenes that they were in together were really fun.
Yeah.
And I think that, because he had that same relationship with his own son.
Right.
Which was his only
Ennis,
son.
Ennis, yeah.
Who was killed, right?
Yeah, who was killed.
Yeah, so you almost really saw that, like, kind of come out a
right,
little bit.
Right, right. I mean, I'm not like, but man, that guy's had some hard shit. That guy had a hard life. I mean, you know, the son being murdered and, like, just... obviously being like crazy and like well, a sociopath I mean like just
I don't know if it's a hard life I mean he did rape 50 women
poor guy no I don't know. I mean I'm just saying like yeah he's horrible but like I don't know whatever it's just like it's a really rough
it's just sad again it's
really sad
I think for the racists out there who he used to be this kind of
it's sad for the racists
no it's sad because racists out there who always think that a lot of them think
right.
black people are a certain way and he held
kind of helps their cause a little
yeah and you know they love this
we told you buddy
because he was like really the symbol
it's my impression of racist
hey buddy
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it sounds like Edward G. Robinson.
And we told you about it. When you ever hear a guy talk like that, like there's no way he's not racist. Hey, buddy, how you doing? So this is another thing that just reminded me. When I moved to L.A. in like 2001 and I was doing comedy there, I used to do this like open mic at a coffee shop in the Valley. And, you know, it was like maybe like 20 people would be there.
And you were raped by Cosby?
Yeah, pretty much. so you know the story. No, so like one time I was there, and you know, it's like an open mic, like 20 people would be there, and in the front row was the actress who played Vanessa, Tempest Bledsoe.
Yeah, she had her own talk show.
And she was with one of the guys from A Different World, one of those actors. Do you remember A Different World?
Yeah, that show was, that show was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was okay the first season, but she left, like, immediately.
Because she got pregnant.
Oh, is that what happened? Mm-hmm. And then...
and with who?
Lenny Kravitz.
Right.
But is that what happened?
But who's that baby?
Oh, that that actress?
Zoe Kravitz.
Who's in Dope? Yeah, she's in Dope.
Yeah, she's in every X-Men movies. All like
oh, she is?
Yeah.
So, remember Different World? There was Dwayne Wayne.
Yeah.
Kadeem Hardison. And he had like a sidekick guy.
Yeah, Ron.
Yeah, so it was that guy. So it was Vanessa and Ron from A Different World just in the front row. And like, I think that they were like writing stuff down. I think they were like stealing material.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why are they here? Like, would they just came to an open mic in the valley to watch?
But they're not writers, though.
I know, but why would they just went? And the other thing I really remember is they're right in the front row. And I was like, you know, it was an open mic, so it wasn't a great crowd. But like, I was doing really well. I just remember they were like staring at me blankly, almost like, and he was almost like looking angry that I was doing well.
Mm.
And I remember I was like, this is so weird. Like, the Cosby Show and Different World actors are just here, like, staring at me, like mad dogging me. And I was like really close to saying something like, hey, what are you? Guy from A Different World and the Cosby Show? Like, why are you here? So that was a kind of a funny thing.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the end is audience members. Like, I just had someone the other last night tell me this girl, she was in. She told me because she comes to the show sometimes. And one time she came there with her aunt.
Yeah.
And her aunt was like drunk and heckling me. You know?
Yeah.
So I just said I called her an alcoholic.
Right.
And this girl told me that she was upset because I had called her an alcoholic because she was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
But she was also drunk and heckling me.
Yeah.
So I was trying to explain to her that, like, when you're on stage, when people attack you like that, you can't,
right.
you can't think sometimes of the most sense. And I don't even think that was that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, she's drunk.
She's mad because you like, accurately
described
what she was.
Yeah.
You jerk, that is what I am.
And she was drunk, so,
right.
you know,
yeah.
it should have been more of a wake-up call.
I can't believe they made fun of me at the comedy show as I was yelling at them. Like, you should go to church if you don't want to be made fun of for being out. Go to an AA meeting. That would have been inappropriate. Well, actually, it would have been appropriate at an AA meeting. You're an alcoholic. Fuck you. Yeah, she's clearly. Wait, so this was a comedian's aunt?
No, it was an audience member.
You know? Oh.
And I was just trying to, I don't want to get off the subject too much, but I was just trying to explain to her, because we were just talking about, she's like, about like, sometimes comics will say the wrong thing, you know?
Right.
And it's like, but
that
like,
sounds like you said the right thing.
Right, but I know. But I'm like, and I go, I get it, but you know, you got to give them a pass sometimes. And then, especially when they're getting heckled, because.
Oh, yeah. You can't, if they started, you can't. You
yeah, when
finish it.
Tosh got in trouble once right. for saying the
rape
thing.
Thing.
But the person's, yeah, so you think of the first thing that comes out of your head.
Right.
You know?
It's like a very you're being put in a very difficult The worst is when you get heckled. And everyone in the crowd goes, oh,
yeah,
because
yeah.
then it's like, what are you going to do, buddy? This guy totally like got you. That happened to me the other day. Someone said something and they were like, oh, and I was like, and I think I was like, calm down, everyone. Don't turn this into a fucking rap battle. So, yeah, anything else about that? I guess it just kind of amazed me that he got convicted, and also thinking back on the whole, like, journey there has been crazy. And, like I said, I didn't really like that show, but it is so crazy. This, like, icon of my youth
mm-hmm.
is just, like, completely ruined. You know
right.
what I mean? It's very similar like the OJ thing. But OJ, I was too young to really remember. I knew who he was, but he wasn't, like...
When he was like a football player.
He wasn't an icon when I was like a kid.
Right, he was like the goofy guy in the Naked Gun movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is how I knew him.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. Yeah, they're always like, yeah, it's always, the persona is always like these goofy, and then they just murder everyone.
Yeah, because some people like, I remember Howard Stern was talking about, or someone was telling me about it, that when Howard Stern was on America's
Got Talent.
He was nice. Yeah, he was
nice,
but young people, like, they didn't know his radio show.
Yeah.
That way they knew him from that.
Right. That makes sense. Because yeah. That's now he's on the, when he went to Sirius, I mean, I haven't listened to him since he's been on Sirius because I don't have it.
Right, right.
But yeah, like, how would he, most people wouldn't, like, know who that was. I mean, I knew, yeah, I mean, we knew him because it was, you know, he was such a big icon. He was on the radio for free right. every morning. But yeah, and he must have just thought he was infallible. You know what I mean, Cosby?
Well, like, I mean, I think you always said it, like, you know, it's when his popularity started to wane, which, you know, like Weinstein. You know,
yeah,
that's when you attack, because he really was like, he was like NBC for years. You know,
how long was that show on? Probably like 8 years.
That show was on for 8 or 9 years, and you know what show started hurting it, and that's why they decided to pull. They didn't. It didn't get canceled, but they
Double Dare.
No.
What?
The Simpsons.
Oh, really? Because it was up against it.
Yeah, The Simpsons went up against it, and it started. They put it like on Thursday, and then it started chipping away at their audience. And
yeah.
Cosby was like, I think, a little embarrassed. So he just was like, oh, let's end the show, you know?
Oh, really? Yeah. And then he had another show after that.
Right. Well, there was a few. There was a Cosby Mysteries.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. He was also, he did a remake of You Bet Your Life with the old game show.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And
then, oh, yeah. And then didn't he host that show, Kids Say the Darndest Thing?
He did that one. Yeah. And then he did another Cosby show with Felicia Rashad.
Right. Yeah. Cosby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember specifically, like, being like 10, and it was such a big show. And then, like, I think, like, a few years later, it was like when I was in high school and I was around all the Cosby people.
Right.
I was like, this show's fucking bad. And it was such, like, you know, it was such, like, a big deal. These people were on the Cosby show. And I was like, I never really said anything. I was like, yeah, but that's not, like, a good show.
It was so based. See, the one thing about that show was he was so based around his stand-up. And it was a lot of him mugging and ad-libbing.
I hated his stand-up.
Right. So if you didn't really like his stand-up, and I was kind of in the middle with it.
Yeah.
You know, that was what the writing wasn't even that. It was just like him in every scene fucking around with somebody.
Right, but
they
just go, I would like to say.
He's always the scene where he's like lying on the sofa and he's like, I just delivered 7 babies today.
Right, you know? He was a doctor and his office was like in the house.
And he would always try to get food, you know, and she,
oh,
and the wife would yell.
Where's hoagies? Didn't he call him like hoagies?
Yeah.
Oh, what are hoagies?
Oh, I guess because he's from Philly, right? That's why.
He's from Philly. And I'm trying to, like, do you remember any specific, what were the big memorable episodes?
Well, then there was, like, especially in the, I didn't watch it all the time, but there was the later years where they would, like, have a lot of filler, you know, where it would be, like, scenes where they would all just be dancing to songs.
Well, see, I was going to say before, that was the one episode where I was like, yeah, I'm done with this.
That's the jump the
like,
shark episode.
I just was like, just for me. Yeah. And, like, and I think it was in the heyday of the show. I think it was just I was like, this is not what I like.
That's a jump the shark episode, right?
Do you think so?
Yeah, I would say so.
It's the one, because they did it a few times.
Yeah, and it was like, and you're like, normally on a show would last a minute or two, but that lasted like 15 minutes.
It's like the whole family lip syncs. A song for the family, and it's like modern days, baby. You remember? And like Rudy is really young, and she's like lip syncing her heart out.
Well, I think what it was a Ray Charles song, which is actually a really good song.
Yeah, and I remember like,
you know,
what family is this?
Yeah.
Like, who does this in their family? Yeah, I just like never. One thing I didn't like about it is like it was before Seinfeld, but I feel like it was like the original Nothing Really Happens show.
Yeah.
Like, it would just be like, you know, Rudy had to like go to the football game. Yeah. Like, whoa. So,
it was groundbreaking, but usually when I would watch shows, it would be like, I maybe would catch the end of it. And then, because Family Ties was on after, I liked Family Ties.
I liked that. That's what started to happen. I didn't watch The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
I would watch Family. I loved Family Ties. And then I got into Cheers later, like way later.
I love Cheers. And then I did like Night Court.
Yeah. It is amazing how, like, we had, like, no options. Like, that was it.
Must see TV Thursday.
Yeah. And then, like, the next day, everyone in school would be talking about it, because that's all anyone had to watch. Yeah. So it was just like such a different time. Where
water
like,
cooler TV. Is it?
Yeah, like you would just go the next day wherever you went, and everyone would be like, "Oh yeah, did you see it?" And be like, "Yeah, yeah, I saw it. What else was I gonna do?"
Right. And And the thing was, is that sometimes you try to you'd always try to watch it live, but sometimes you try to tape it on a VCR.
Right.
But I remember a couple of times where I tried to tape it. I put the timer on, which never, with VCRs, you'd always do that timer thing. It would never work.
Yeah, that would always happen. Or I'd wake up the next morning and like it would just be like static. I'd always be like, what happened? Why didn't it record the thing?
Right, and then you couldn't, the episode, you never knew when you're going to see it again. You'd have to wait for it to be on reruns, which would be,
you
like,
just hear about it.
Yeah, 6 months from now.
Did you hear what happened?
Yeah, you just like, and you'd like hope they reran it, maybe. And then you'd like randomly see it. Yeah, that's a really interesting. It was such a different time. So that's kind of what's amazing about it. How like, oh man, it just shows how much things have changed.
Right.
And then it kind of blows me away because like Hannibal now is such a huge comedian. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like I knew, you know, I'd watched Cosby back in the day, and he was like the big comedian, and I was like, wow. And then like now I'm like, oh, the guy who's the big comedian now, I like knew.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's funny because Hannibal, I think his comedy's changed a little bit. But I think earlier on with Hannibal, his comedy was actually a little similar to Cosby's because he didn't really, from what I remember early on especially, his jokes weren't really race-based jokes.
Hannibal?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd
do the joke about the pickle
juice. I was like, that was always like the one that I remember.
Right. And I think that's one of the reasons.
Pickle juice, right?
And I think that's one of the reasons why he stood out, because there was a lot, you know.
Yeah, yeah. He was like a black guy who kind of sounded like a stoner.
Right, and he made his bones in the alt rooms.
He did, yeah.
And that was a time when if you did that, and you were good. You know?
Yeah, he was that thing, like I said, he kind of like was from Chicago. He was from Chicago, and he would just show up like every week, but he was always like visiting. But then I was like, is he really visiting? Because it seems like he's here all the time. I think he was doing that thing where it was like, oh yeah, I'm just here, like put me on.
Right.
And then he kind of started to blow up. And then he's in the movie I made for like 5 seconds.
Right.
Because there's a scene where I'm at UCB and I was on the show and he was on the show and we taped him. And I actually, this was like 2015. I emailed him because I wanted to make sure, like, if he was in it, there wasn't going to be like some legal thing.
Right.
So, because he was becoming big.
I think he was actually kind of influential because he was the beginning of the kind of the hipster black comic, you know, low-keyed.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true.
Because before him, like, and there still is, but a lot of black comics are high energy, more Def Jam like.
Right.
And then after Hannibal kind of blew up, there were a lot of kind of copycat types.
Right.
Where there were the hipster black comedians.
I guess so. I'm trying to, yeah.
I can name several. I don't want to name right now, but like I know.
Baron Vaughn was kind of around. Like, he was kind of around the same time.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, some of the younger, like the Lucas Brothers, I can point to that.
Oh yeah, they're very Hannibal-ish.
Right.
The way, what's up? Yeah, like the very like stoner like. Hipster black guys.
Right. It's actually just, I think, not even stoner, like just hipster. Like, I think for a long time.
Yeah.
Cosby wasn't like that, but a lot of black comics were just kind of high energy.
Yeah.
And a little Def Jam, whatever, you know? So.
I just remember, like, when I was young, seeing part of his special, Cosby, and it's the one where he's like sitting down. Was he always like sitting down doing stand up?
No, I think that was later when he was old.
I just remember seeing him sitting, and I'm like, why is he sitting down? Like, that always, like, I thought was weird. And then he, like, did, my friend was like, oh, he does this bit about, like, the dentist, and it's so great. And then he was, like, doing it for me, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't funny, the dentist, and then, and then what?
I think his gift was, and this is what his real gift was, he could just kind of just tell stories,
yeah, and they
and
were like
make
funny.
Them funny throughout, you know.
Yeah, he. I mean, he obviously had talent. I just didn't like it.
No, I didn't really like him either. Like, I didn't. I liked Eddie Murphy and people like that.
Yeah, I loved Eddie Murphy.
Right. But I, as a comedian, years on, I realized what his talent was, where he could just go and talk about anything. You know, read out of a fucking dictionary, and he could make it seem funny, which is a talent. You know, maybe not even the most incredible writer in the world, but incredible speaker, you know?
Yeah. So it is always funny, those people who are like the most quick to judge and the most judgmental of people are usually like the worst people.
Yeah.
They always end up being kind of like the worst people.
It's always the case.
Trying to think of someone, just even like in life, I've like experienced that.
Take any Republican right now and you know that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like Trump. Yeah. So do you, anything else about that? About rape guy?
I don't know. We could segue back because I was bringing up The Simpsons. I was going to bring up the segue there.
Oh, Apu?
Yeah.
So what are they taking Apu out of the show?
So he was, Hank Azaria was on Colbert this week, and you know, it was a, there was this documentary.
Yeah, that Hari Kondabalu. I don't, I can't say his name, and I know his name, Kondabalu or something.
Yeah, something like
did
that.
Did you ever? I kind of met him a couple of times.
Yeah, I think once or twice.
So, and he's just saying how it's really racist.
Yeah, and I think the whole, I didn't watch the doc, but I think it's also about how, you know, Indians are depicted in culture and stuff. And yeah, you know, he's got a point.
Yeah, totally.
But I mean, it's like, I think, you know, Hank Azaria is like, oh, I'm losing a character. The character is pretty over the top.
Yeah. Even what did Hank Azaria say?
He said he'd be willing not to do it anymore.
Oh, I thought that wasn't even a question. I thought it was like they were going to go back and edit it out.
No, no.
Oh, oh.
And The Simpsons a couple weeks ago did an episode where they were basically saying we're not going to change anything. And then
The Simpsons is still on?
Yeah. And then,
I didn't even know that.
And then the shit really hit the fan because everyone was like, what do you mean you're not going to do that?
No, they got to stop doing it. You can't do anything anymore. You can't get away with that shit anymore.
But then I was thinking about, do you know The Simpsons well?
I went through it, but first of all, it's just been on. Did they need to end it? I mean, like, is it even good anymore?
I watch it occasionally. I still like it.
I go through phases. Like, I went through like a couple year phase of like really liking it, and then like I haven't really watched it. I used to watch reruns a lot,
right?
But then it's really good. But if you watch it for too long, it gets a little like you get like sick of it. It's because it's too like. It's all jokes.
Right.
It's all like absurd jokes.
And it's not as funny as it was in the 90s, maybe the early 2000s. But I think there's reasons behind it. I think that, in my field, that show, Bart, they moved a little bit to the middle, you know?
And oh, they did. Because Bart was really bad and then he wasn't.
Was right. And just the jokes were. But it was still funny. It was really well written. But I think they're like, I think it became. The show became the reason why the show is still on is because it is a monster hit around the world.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be on for a really long time.
Yeah. And they're smart because it's a family that will never grow up.
Right.
Because all the voices were adults.
Yeah. And people love the show. And, you know, they generate so much money, man.
Yeah. They had a stride of where it was just like amazing.
Yeah.
I feel for like 8 years, it was like unbelievable.
Yeah. They were like from like up to like 2002.
I mean, it started in like 89, yeah. Right?
It didn't get really good, though, till like the third or fourth season.
Yeah. No, even the animation, it started on that Tracy Ullman show.
Right.
The animation's like weird. Like they look weird. They don't even look like humans.
Yeah, I think one of the guys who helped the show craft the humor was Conan.
Yeah, Conan and
yeah, because I think that when he started working for the show, so Homer got much dumber, which made the show funnier. Because
yeah.
Then Homer became the star. You know, but back to the Azaria thing, like I think that there's other characters on the show though. You could, because I was thinking about, you know, like a character Frink.
No.
He's
so
like,
I don't know it as well as...
He's like the scientist, but he talks like Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, I remember him.
And Azaria does that voice,
too. Oh, he does?
But, you know, I could make the point that even though it's supposed to be Jerry Lewis, that character, the nutty professor, is kind of like a Jewish stereotype.
Right, right.
You know?
But no one cares about that. It's like, yeah, whatever, buddy. You guys own everything.
I know.
So, yeah, and then, like, so along the lines of the Cosby thing, so Tom Brokaw just got accused.
Yeah. Wow.
It's about time. So I feel like it's been a dry spell of people being ruined.
I know.
Remember, it was every week. Now it's like it hasn't happened in a while. And I was like, oh, this again?
I think maybe that person, because that person who came out about Brokaw, maybe she timed it for the Cosby thing just so it would be back in the news.
Yeah.
Because she could have said it any time.
Did you hear that he wrote an email kind of responding?
Uh-huh.
And I think he played it right because it's a really angry email. And he's basically like, this is ridiculous. I didn't do anything. Like, you know, this woman's literally just trying to destroy my entire career and she can just destroy my career by going and saying things.
Right. That's a good way to go at it.
Well, I think it is now because, like, first of all, I don't know what happened, but maybe nothing happened. But,
right.
I mean, that was the thing. You couldn't, you know, that's what James Franco totally fell into that trap.
Yeah.
I don't know that he could have done that, but James Franco was like, oh, yeah, I didn't do anything, but I guess that's okay. Because I don't know, the Franco thing, I barely remember, but it was basically this girl was like, oh, yeah, like I was dating him and he was like, blow me. And I was like, well, I mean, I don't know what happened.
Right.
But.
Well, I think
that
though,
doesn't sound that.
The Brokaw thing to me sounds more legitimate. You know why?
Because it's like a power thing.
No, because he's an old man now. Like, why would she do this now? You know?
Right. I'm sure he did.
Even if she was trying to get back at him. Like, he's an old man now.
Yeah.
She probably didn't talk to this guy for years.
What did she say exactly? Wasn't it like, oh, he came to my hotel room?
Yeah, it happened like 20 years ago. So I kind of tend to believe, because unless this woman would be a psychotic, like, why would you do it now? It's right. Almost like she did it at the same time as Cosby, to show that, you know, yeah. you these people did this stuff a long time ago, and I'll never forget, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, that's, because how old is he now? He's, like, in his 80s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That must be such a bummer. You're, like, you make it to, like, 80, you're like, oh, yeah, I did it. It's like, no, buddy, you're ruined. Imagine, like, Bill Cosby. I mean, Bill Cosby has never been like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to jail when I'm 80.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, like, unbelievable.
But Brokaw was so distinguished, you know, and he was...
That'd be like Donald Glover going to jail when he's 80. Like, how did this happen?
But
everyone loved me.
But Brokaw...
We don't like you anymore, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah. Brokaw was... he was always talking about the greatest generation. He used to do those things. He was a little like Cosby in that way, but, like, there was only one good generation.
Yeah, my generation.
Yeah, the greatest yet. You know,
and then no one
fought World War II and they raped people. You know?
Yeah, exactly. But then they just didn't think it was rape. I think they just, like, looked at it like how cavemen looked at it. You know, where there was like, this is like dating. I don't know. They think, you know, and then you lose perspective. You're just powerful. And then, like, women are throwing themselves at you. And also a lot of women, like, who maybe don't want to sleep with you are, like, giving you a lot of attention. And then, you know, it goes unchecked. That's the problem. Like, there's no, like, oh, yeah, like, I have to watch how I act. And, like, maybe this isn't, like, appropriate.
No. I think back in the day, not that I give these people a pass, but it was like, you know, the man has to be aggressive, you know?
Sometimes yeah.
You search it out and demand it.
Well, it's really amazing watching old TV shows. Mm-hmm. Like, I watch MASH all the time.
Yeah.
And I even remember thinking this when I was really young, watching MASH, because Hawkeye, Alan Alda's character, is kind of supposed to be a womanizer.
Early on, in the early years.
Yeah, they kind of kept it going. But what happened was they all kind of got so old. That was the thing that was so hilarious. Yeah. It's the Korean War. It's supposed to be like 2 years, year and a half. And then by the end, they're like, I think I've talked to us, like, the show had been on for like 12 years, and Radar is supposed to be like, his character's for like an 18-year-old kid. And by the end, he's like, oh, man, I'm a kid. He's, like, bald.
Yeah, he was, like, couldn't take off his hat because he was bald. You know?
They had a wig later on, but you know, they finally just got rid of it. They're like, you can't be on the show anymore. You're 38 years old.
No, he actually left on his own.
He did.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's another one everyone, like, hated. His character was really, like, innocent and sweet, and he was, like, an all-shucks kind of guy. And behind the scenes, everyone was like, yeah, he was the biggest dick in the world.
I read some story about him. So he was on the...
he was still Bill Cosby.
His character was very popular. So they weren't going to fire him. But he was, like, tired of playing Radar. And, like, one of the other characters or people on the show said, don't leave. I'm like, you understand, You're
not going to work ever again.
Yeah, you're too identified.
I don't want to be Radar anymore. It's like, all right, so how about just nothing for the rest of your life? I'll be right. And remember, people noticed they had a spinoff with him.
Right.
It's called Radar, but like R-A-D, yeah, like with the separated with the MASH.
And there was also a show like after MASH, too. I think he might have been on that one, too.
He might have like guest starred on it, but he wasn't one of the main. I'm sure he guest starred on it. He was available. Because after MASH, was you could tell it was people who were like, yeah, this is all I have.
Right.
It was Klinger, Father Mulcahy, and Potter, Sherman Potter. Alan Alda was like, yeah, I'm doing movies now.
But I mean, Alan Alda played his career. He stayed on that show forever, and he still had a good career after that.
He did, and he is great on it.
Yeah.
Like but it's funny why, and I remember thinking this even as a kid, there's a lot of things in the show, mainly early on, where like he'll just like grab a girl and start like kissing her,
because
like
that's what
lean her over.
Right.
And he does that to, like, Houlihan, Loretta Swit, like, a lot.
But that was what the movie and the book was, really. Like, that was from the original book, that these guys were, like, scumbags a little bit.
Yeah, and also, but it was played for laughs, that they would just grab, he would just grab a woman and just start, like, making out with her.
Right.
And they'd usually be kind of, like, not, but then they'd be into it at the end of him kissing her. And so I was just watching it the other day, and I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable. And I do even remember as a kid watching them being like, wow, that's kind of weird. That he's doing that. You could just grab a girl, you know. I don't know that I was like, wow, what a cool guy. I was like, wow, that's a little weird to me.
But the thing is later on that show, Alan Alda was a big feminist, and then they changed the whole show around.
Oh, they did change. Yeah,
yeah, and when he got more creative control, they stopped doing stuff like that.
Yeah, that's
in
true.
In fact, in the early years, you see the early years on the show, everyone's cheating on their wives. Like, no one thinks twice about it. You know, his character's not married, but the other ones are.
Yeah.
Then in the later years, all the characters are like, no one cheats on their wives.
Yeah.
They agonize over it.
There's actually an episode where BJ cheats on his wife one night, and he's like, it's the most dramatic, like, he's about to kill himself. Like, I can't believe, like, that he's talking to the woman. He's like, I can't believe I did that.
But he didn't fuck her. He just, right?
They never really say.
Right.
It's weird watching it, because, like, I always wonder, you know, and they don't kind of... They show them make you assume that they did.
But I mean, that's the thing. When you're in war and you're fighting in a war, like, I'm sorry, you're allowed to cheat. And I think everyone understands that. The wives probably understand that.
Yeah.
They don't want to know, but you could die. You know, you fucking you can.
That's why that show was so good. Like, the first 3 or 4 years are really good.
Yeah, funny.
Because it is kind of like, it's like raw comedy.
Right.
Like, you know, it's about a war, and I don't want to say mean, but it's like depicting it in a way it was. Like, the characters are really flawed. Yeah, like Trapper is married and he's always cheating.
Right.
And Frank is always cheating. It's always played for laughs.
Right. Well, there was that guy who left the show. You ever hear of Larry Gelbart?
Yeah, he was like the creator.
Well, yeah.
Or writer, right?
Yeah, and he's just he was a great, hilarious writer. And then he left the show, and then the show changed.
Yeah.
Larry Gelbart also wrote Tootsie.
He did?
I always thought it was just a great,
such a
well-written
movie.
Like,
yeah, it is really
so
funny.
So I was once took a film class, and they said that probably might have been one of the most perfect scripts ever.
Tootsie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really funny movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I watched MASH when I was a kid. My parents were really into it, and, like, I was really young when it started, but I'd watch. They always had it on every night at 11, the reruns, and then I would watch it. Like, I think it ended in 83.
Right.
And now, first of all, it's on, I swear it's on 15 times a day. Like, 15 episodes in a row.
Right.
And I watch it, and the older one, like, the ones way towards the end of the run are, like, so bad. Because the dynamic is, like...
They ran out of ideas.
Well, and also, like... The dynamic at the beginning was Trapper and Hawkeye hated Frank and Margaret.
Right.
And they were always at war with them, and they were always doing like horrible things to, because Frank was like horrible.
Right.
And because they were really like regular army GI.
Right.
And so then later on, I was watching it, and like, it's like Winchester. They're all like friends. Like, they all like get a, like, I was watching one, and like Hawkeye's like giving like a eulogy. Someone dies and he's like, and you're all my best friends. Wait, Charles, you know, he's going through all the characters. I'm like, wait, this isn't funny, you guys being friends.
Yeah.
So it gets really bad.
Yeah,
it gets very watered down.
Yeah, and I think in the later year, I mean, they just stopped whatever. But what was I going to say about that show? Well, the one thing with that show is, after a while, I felt... came a little like lectury. Like, it was always like every episode they had to say how bad war was, everything, like, war is horrible. They would say at least 20 times an episode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, we get it.
You
said it enough.
I remember them always being like, this place stinks. Yeah. He always, oh, this is the worst.
Meanwhile, never didn't seem that bad to me. They were getting drunk. And
at the beginning, it was hilarious. It was, like, funny. Yeah. Like, every episode was hilarious.
Yeah.
And they were, like, just playing pranks all the time. They were just looking in the women's showers.
This is always the one thing we're going to have this MASH tangent. What I loved about, or didn't understand this show, they would drink all the time. That was the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. How did they do that and operate?
Right. But for some reason, they knew, even though when this injured came in, it was always a surprise.
It was. They were like, oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that is true, because they were drunk all the time.
But then all of a sudden, those times, they were never drunk, right?
Yeah, that's because they were always drinking. Yeah, like a war has a schedule with people being shot. But
that would have been a funny scene, them operating drunk. That would have been, because that probably really did happen, I'm sure, in war.
There's an episode where there's like a new surgeon who's like visiting, and he gets really overwhelmed by how bad it is. And they're like, okay, hey, we need to, he is like drunk.
Right.
But he's drunk because he's so stressed out, he can't take it. And like, you know, Hawkeye gets really mad at him. Then there's always like, you know, there's always like things where they're like walking out of the operating room and they're covered in blood. And they're like, I can't believe we were in there for 23 hours. And I'm like, what? Like, that was a joke, one of the jokes they had. He's like, God, we were in there for 23 hours. And he goes, yeah, 23 hours. It's not like we were in there all day. But I was like, how is that possible?
I mean, they would repeat a lot of plot. This was a plot line they used maybe to 30% of the episodes. Do you want to hear the plot line?
Yeah.
All right. Some big military guy comes to visit the camp.
Yeah.
And the general or something. And Hawkeye does something crazy and stuff like that. And they're going to, like, court-martial him.
And then they're like, and then Wounded show up and he's like, you're such a good doctor. He can't court-martial you. Yeah, that's true. He always gets out of it because he's so good.
Right. That was like 20 to 30% of the episode. They,
and he always, like, wants them to kick him out. So he's like, yeah, fine. And they're like, all right, I guess you can stay. We need you. No, that is true. That or, like, Frank was mad at somebody, Hawkeye. But that was a really thing I always thought was really funny. This shows how funny the writing was. They wouldn't show them doing a lot of mean they were always really mean to Frank.
Right.
But they wouldn't show them doing it, but you'd always hear them say things they did.
Yeah.
Like, they'd be like, last week they put oatmeal in my shoes. Like, they just, it was like all the time they were doing these horrible things to Frank. And it was good because they made Frank like such a horrible guy.
Right. But now if you did that show, you think about it, like, Hawkeye would be like a bully for doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd be a sexual harasser.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He'd be like a very he'd probably be in jail.
Right. But that's true. No, that's why I was watching it. I was like, wow, because I saw one where he just grabs a nurse and starts making out with her. And I was like, wow, that's fucking, you can't do that shit anymore. It's just crazy how, what it's going to be like in like 10 years. I don't know. It's odd. You know, this whole thing is, I mean, it's good, but it's changed, you know, pop culture, like old pop culture.
Yeah.
You know? I guess it's similar to, like, you know, in the 50s or something, people got older and it was like the racist kind of, like, Joe, you know, this, like, didn't Jerry Lewis do a thing where he was like an Asian guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, it was really inappropriate and racist. So that's kind of what it is now with like sex. I don't know. It is crazy.
I know. I mean, it's like, you know, some conversations I've had also with like female comics and things like that about just some aggressive words as a male comic that you can say on stage and stuff like that. You can really, especially if you're a white male comic, it's like, you know, especially the younger audiences. That's why sometimes in Jersey it's fun because they're like middle aged and whatever. They don't give a shit. But you go to some of these shows and they're younger and they're, you know, especially if you're a white dude, like you can't come off too aggressive.
Right, right.
You could say edgy and dark things. It's just almost like your whole persona. I mean, you can actually say a lot of the wrong things.
I actually,
you get less of a pass if you're a white dude.
And I feel like that's actually been a thing in comedy for a while. A lot of the white comedians male comedians who break through and hit it big are very like, I don't know how to describe it, like, almost asexual.
Yeah, or a beta males or...
Yeah, like very like oh yeah, like there's nothing like overtly sexual about them,
right?
You know, which is what, you know, they're kind of like dorky and
like Mulaney, who's a great comic.
Yeah, he's great. Or like, you know, like Ray Romano, or even like Seinfeld. You know what I mean?
Right. I would go newer now because it's changed so much. That's why,
like Birbiglia, I think was like a good example.
Birbiglia
is kind of like a goofy white guy who's like, you don't think of him as like banging a lot of chicks,
right?
You know,
right.
So when you see
self-deprecating,
yeah. So when you see someone who's like maybe like almost like, hey, I'm like, I get laid, you know, it's like somebody who seems to get laid a lot. Like, I think that turns people off.
No, and I thought that now I get it. Like, now comedy, especially if you're a dude,
have a penis.
No, but I see more comics, young comics, doing self-deprecating. You know,
yeah.
But now, I think I was telling you, we're getting to a point now where sometimes I'll do it or I'll see another comic do it, self-deprecating humor, and the audience goes, aww.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now we can't make fun of ourselves.
Right, right. Like, that's what's like the left? I hate that reaction. Yeah. Aww.
There's nothing left after that.
Yeah. No, that's like an annoying reaction. Anytime, like if I say a joke and about someone, it's like clearly not true.
Right.
Yeah, like I have a joke. I did it like a week ago. I was like, I dated this girl. She could have been a model. She was that stupid. And people were like, oh,
yeah.
I'm like, and I said, I go, did you get sad about that girl that doesn't exist? I go, that's not real. I wrote it like when I was high as a joke.
On that show, the Gaff show that I do, like there was a girl sitting in the front. She wasn't bad, but I don't think she's ever been to a comedy show before. So she was eyeing every comedian to the point
she was eyeing
awing.
Like, oh, awing. Okay.
Almost after every joke. And it got to a point where, and the comics, you know, they're on the show. It's not their show, so they don't really want to start, you know, I get it. So when I went up, I had to actually go up earlier and just lecture her. I'm like, listen, you cannot laugh.
Yeah.
You can boo.
Yeah.
I go, you can't go on after every joke. It does it. It throws off the rhythm.
Right.
Then it makes
it's
and
like comedy sad. It is. Yeah. Some jokes are a little like that's kind of the point of it. It's like
and
dark.
And as a comic, you start to question your jokes when people do stuff like that.
You can't go to a stand-up comedy show in a basement and then be like, oh, this isn't nice. Go watch The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. I think we got to wrap this up. We all have to go to a show, actually.
All right, that was good.
That was fun. That was fun. So, Bill Cosby,
Apu. We talked about Apu.
I think like this is just the last thing I'll say about Bill Cosby. It's like it's amazing because now that it's come full circle and he actually got convicted, it feels weird because it's like wow, it's really like the death of like an era and a time that like we came up in. It's like wow, like it's amazing, like the world is so different now that we live in.
Yeah, and I guess you can never, you know, it's like when
I feel so old because of it. I do. I'm like wow, like my childhood is just like,
well, it's people
dead.
Come after you, like you see when those guys were hunting Nazis, you know, when they're 90 years old, you're never safe.
Yeah.
You know, you do something a while ago, you know,
I just can't even imagine. It's like amazing he like did that to so many people. Like
yeah,
I've like, you know, not texted girls back, and I'm just like, oh, I feel like guilty about it for so long. Like that's so mean.
Yeah,
I just couldn't even imagine. Like, that's what I meant before. Like, not like I feel sorry for him, but like, it sounds like a hellish person to be. Like he's in hell. Like you're horrible. Being a horrible human being must just be awful.
And, yeah, that's a good point.
I guess I'm being too.
No.
I think it's you know, because we came up with him and we knew him in such a specific context, it's still hard for me to like accept it, like
right,
you know. And I read articles, he was really like a monster. I'm like, really? Like I still can't, I just don't get it. Like
no, I mean, and you know, the thing that got him the Cosby Show was himself, which people, you know, that stand-up
yeah screen. I think that's what I'm talking about, where he's sitting down
right and with the dentist. Does the dentist
yeah thing. That's the dentist movie. Like, yeah
and people would say, I remember that was the funniest stand-up comedy special of all time, and I'm like, no, it's
I think like Chris Rock said that.
Yeah,
Chris Rock like used to like, but I mean it probably still does, but like, you know, and Seinfeld, they like they thought he was like the best,
right,
because in that documentary, Seinfeld documentary, comedian, yeah, like Seinfeld and Chris Rock are talking about how amazing Bill Cosby is. Like they're like, Chris Rock is like, I just saw him live, and like I'm like, I like people saying I'm good, and I'm like, how am I good next to this guy?
Oh, you don't rate people.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, it's a rough business. All right.
On that note,
we'll see you next time. All right. Thank you. Bye.